Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, September 7th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. A new booster coming. New charges for Hunter. A new storm in the Atlantic. And a new name for a country. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the FDA could approve a new COVID booster as early as tomorrow and could be available next week. The booster was designed for a variant that is no longer the dominant variant, but they say it's still really important. You got it. 97% of Americans have COVID antibodies. We know of two schools, an elementary school in Maryland and a high school in Alabama, who are mandating masks for students. A special counsel intends to bring an indictment against Hunter Biden by the end of the month on a gun charge. Do you remember the plea deal that was in the works? It fell apart when the judge said, wait a second, does this plea deal give you immunity for all future potential charges? Yeah, I don't think so. And the whole thing fell apart right there. Well, part of that plea was a gun possession charge. You can't own a gun and be a drug user. And the plea said that he would avoid prosecution if he did not use drugs for 24 months. Now, that was the old plea deal. We'll see what these latest charges are with this gun. Again, that will happen by the end of the month. There's a tropical storm in the Atlantic, Lee, potentially could become a Category 5 by the weekend. Headed towards the Caribbean now. Too soon to project a path if it will hit Florida or somewhere else on the East Coast. But conditions in the Atlantic Ocean are warm, which would cause it to grow. You're going to hear a lot, of course, about global warming. If this becomes a Category 5, oh, the storms are worse than ever. We had a Category 5 hurricane in 2022 and 2019, and there's been 39 of them, 39 Category 5 hurricanes since 1924. By the way, Idalia's impact from damage is expected to be between $12 and $20 billion. The country with the most people may be changing its name. The G20 summit is going on, and the Prime Minister of India was introduced as the Prime Minister of Bharat. Heard it here first. That is what you are now to call India. Apparently, people in India use them interchangeably, but the Prime Minister is leaning into this Hindu nationalist movement, and they're looking to leave the term India behind. Again, India is now Bharat. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, if you read stuff on the internet, be very careful. There are absolutely no standards of honesty or civility on some websites, and spending time on them will hurt you in many ways. Most of all, it will diminish your humanity. Sadistic people roam the net and post awful things. Everyone knows that. In the past, being a gutter snipe could get you sued or punched. President Andrew Jackson shot it out with smear merchants. But today, emotionally disturbed individuals can post hate anonymously. Recently, I was reading a news site when I came across attacks on the actress Jennifer Garner. It seems she went jogging without makeup, and a photo stalker took some pictures. The woman was then viciously maligned on the net for her appearance. Well, I saw the photos, and the actress looked just fine. The criticism of her was insane, but most likely hurtful if she saw it. Standards of civility are in a free fall all over the world as cyberspace gives power to the emotionally ill, as well as evildoers with pernicious agendas. Pope Francis and other religious leaders have warned about moral dangers on the internet. Here in America, there's little our society can do about destructive postings because of the First Amendment. But some public condemnation might help. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Doug Snyder, Hendersonville, Tennessee. Bill, keep mentioning that Michelle Obama is the only one who could win the Democratic presidential race if she wanted to. How is that even possible? There's no way she's qualified. Well, 8 years first lady, I mean, Donald Trump didn't have any political experience, right? So qualification's not going to be a problem if Michelle Obama decides to get in. Sue Perkins, Denham Springs, Louisiana. Mr. O'Reilly, is a citizen and frustrated voter, please help me understand how, as citizens, we can stop this corrupt White House, Department of Justice. I vote as much as I can, but this McCarthyistic system is so dangerous to our freedoms. Voting is the only way. I mean, you can get involved locally in Louisiana politics, do that, but our system's set up where every 2 years for the House, every 4 years president, every 6 years for the Senate, you cast the votes, and same thing in your states. You got to get rid of these people, these progressives. Got to go. That's it. Randall, concierge member, term limits will happen at the same time a balanced budget happens, which will be when hell freezes over. All Democrats and 9% of Republicans never stray from the party line. It's true. I don't think term limits are going to happen. They don't want to give up their power on Capitol Hill. Bruce Rizzo, sir, that's me. Is it not true that a parent is legally responsible for minor children if they break the rules or damage property? Don't parents have the responsibility to protect and raise their children to adulthood? How can they effectively do that if a school insists on keeping them uninformed? They can't. Absolutely right. Parental rights, the progressives want to cripple parental rights. They want the state to raise the kid. Takes a village, right, Hillary? In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. During a speech last week, President Biden told reporters he personally convinced Senator Strom Thurmond, an ardent segregationist, to vote in favor of the Civil Rights Act. A few inconvenient facts. The Civil Rights Act passed in 1964 when Joe Biden was in college, and Senator Thurmond voted against it. Despite his dubious remarks, Mr. Biden did have a close friendship with Strom Thurmond. Here's a brief rundown of the pair, often called the odd couple. Thurmond served in the European and Pacific theater of World War II. He was elected governor of South Carolina in 1946, then senator in 1954. His entire platform was the absolute opposition to desegregation. He was a racist. Joe Biden was elected to the Senate in 1973. The two served alongside each other until Thurmond's retirement in 2003, 30 years later. Biden and Thurmond worked together on a few pieces of legislation, including the opposition to mandatory school busing that would desegregate high schools in the 1970s. Thurmond personally gave Joe Biden his blessing to run for president in 1988. Biden was the keynote speaker at Strom's 90th birthday party, where he paid his respects to the so-called son of the South.
Strom Thurmond is in every respect the son of the South. And as it was said of Robert E. Lee, Strom is an opponent without hate, a friend without treachery, a statesman without pretense, a soldier without cruelty, and a neighbor without hypocrisy. That's been the story of my relationship with Strom. We're occasionally referred to as the odd couple.
And here's something else you might not know. Senator Thurmond launched his own presidential campaign in 1948 as a Dixiecrat. He won 4 states, received 1.1 million votes and 39 electoral votes, nearly all of them in the South. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.